Okay, it's Shiva Sabatamas, and it's 40 minutes before Mincha, the late Mincha. And we're going to start off Nun Amar Aleph. I'd like to recognize that Tzvi is here today in the flesh. And that is a special treat for all of us. It's helping make the end of the fast go easier because we're having such simcha from it. Okay. Reb Zeira Bakumi Rabbahu. So we up to how far did he get to? He got to Rabu, right? Rav Zeir boy coming Rabu. Minayin shu ton pinyin. How does Mishami know? This is a strange question. He's asking a general question. How does Mishami know that that's a right even requires a pinyin? Now this question is very difficult to understand because in light of the fact that we just had a Gemara where we had Rebbe explaining that Beis Shammai learns Gzeira Shavram from Maaser Sheni. So just like Maaser Sheni needs pidyon, so too Nedar Avoy needs pidyon. It's a very strange question to turn around and say, on the next page, how do you know that you need pidyon? So they mutches up a little bit with this in footnote 3. Let's see. He writes in 3 in the middle there, this seems to conflict with the Gemara above, which said that Beis Shammai derived the sanctity of Avoy from the analogy between Avoy and Bikurim. Right? The Gemara had that as well, right? Just to repeat, the Gemara yesterday we had was that, I think it was Rebbe that said that Beis Shammai only said their Shita on Shvius, right? Remember? Only on the set Shvita year, but all the other years they would agree with Beis Shammai that it needs Chaimish and beer. And the Gemara said, why is that? Because he learns from Maaser Sheni, Gzeir Shav. So Maaser Sheni doesn't exist on Shvius, and that's why he holds that it doesn't exist on Shvius. The Gemara asked M. Cain, so let there not be any Kedushas Maaser Sheni at all. The Gemara answered, the basic Kedusha we could learn from Bikurim. Right. So if you're learning from, so we had already a marker from Bikurim. So this seems to conflict with that Gemara. Okay, that's one mahalach. Okay, then we'll just leave it at that. It's a difficult question. How do you know that it's Ton Pinyin at all? The Gemara learns out a new drasha, Shenemar Kodesh Hilulim, Kodesh Chilulim, that we changed the hay to a ches. They're very close. You just have to put a little shmichik between the left side and the top, and you get a ches. Lo mismani rabbanu darshi ben heilaches. This is a type of a drasha which the chacham would not. It's a funny lashon, you know. They don't refrain, like as if it's like, you know, it's like it's their choice, you know. Certain things will refrain from, and certain things, that's good enough. It's a funny lashon, you know. Whatever, but it is that way. Okay, heilaches are mischalfen. Next, Tani Rabbi Aivu bar Nagi kumi Rabbi Bla du Rabbi Yishmael. So now we're gonna have two brises. One is going to be like Beis Shammai, and one is going to be like Beis Hillel. First one is like Beis Shammai. This is a brisa of Rabbi Shmuel. It says, "Imgol yigal ishmi maasro chamishi so Yosef alav." This pasuk is a pasuk like Abe went and explained yesterday that the pasukim where it says Kaidish by Maaser Sheni is found in Parshas Vuhukosai, right? Is that what he said? And if you notice, this pasuk is the pasuk after that one. It's by Yikur Chavzayin Laman Aleph. The pasuk he was quoting was Vayikra Chavzayin Lamed. But here we have another quote of another pasuk in that same parsha. It says, and if you look in the Torah, Or HaShalom on the left, it says, "Imgol yigal ish mimasaro hamishiso Yosef olof." So it says, mimasaro, which means from his Maaser Sheni, that if he's goyal, his Maaser Sheni, then he adds a fifth. Prat l'netar avoy, it's only Maaser Sheni that does a din of Chomesh. Not Netar Avoy. That's exactly
who learns like that. Because he says Alav. It's Alav only, not, you know what I'm saying, not Maaser Sheni. It doesn't live in Masro.
Sorry, let me see what it says.
Probably is an explanation.
Let me see 6. Let's see. Oh, you're right. I'm sorry, I made it up. Oh no, I didn't make it up. The first one is the grow, what you said. That's right, Alav. And alternatively, the derivation is from the word mimasaro, from his meiser, which implies, but not from his ravoi, rash sirilio. So I got one. Okay, I got somebody. Okay. I just assumed it was for the word Masar. I didn't even bother looking. Good, thank you.
He brings it. Yeah, he brings it.
Thank you, Brad.
Moshe and the Gras say Allah.
They say from Allah, okay? Allah, okay. Either way is good. So that's Beishamai's Raya, that there's no Chaymesh on Netar Avai. Only on Maaser Sheni. Next Brisa. Chazav Atana Kumai. Now we have another Brisa. It says, Im Gol Yigal, like we just read the Pasuk. Gol Yigal Shnei Gulas, saying there's two Gulas. Achaslam Maaser Sheni, Achaslam Netar Avai. In other words, there's a Reboy in the Gol Yigal in the Pasuk that shows me that there's a Chaymesh not only by Maaser Sheni, but also by Netar Avai, which is the Shita of course, Beis Hillel. So we have two brises, both which prove from the same pasuk each shita. Very interesting, as always. You know, it's all how you look at the Torah. My uncle used to say that it's a Rorschach text. Rorschach, is it?
Rorschach.
Rorschach. I can't pronounce it. You have to be a doctor to pronounce it. And that the Torah, when you look at it, it's whatever is in you is what you see in the Torah, right? Okay. Tamon Taninon. We learned elsewhere. This is a Mishnah in Trumas, I believe. Yeah, 3:9. There's a Mishnah by Behuda Aimer, Eilonachi Kamravai, that a guy does not have a din of Kamravai. In the bottom, he says that this is the famous Machlokas, whether Yesh Kenyon Lenachi Afkil Mekdushas Haaretz or not. So Behuda holds that he has a Kenyon, means that the guy acquires the ground, it's Mafkil the Kedushas, or the Mela. Anything that grows on that ground will not be subject to Karamavai, right? And the Hakam say Yeshlo. No, it's Ein Lekinyan. Ein Kinyan La'akam Eretz Yisrael Havkim Yad Maiser. Okay, so that's a Machlag Shavuot in the Hakam. On Rav Elazar, Kinyan Masisa Ein Lenachi Karamavai Kol Ikar. So now, the way the English explains this is very difficult. Okay. We'll first read what he writes here, and then you'll see the difficulty right away. In the English, he says, so what the second, this last statement is, that this is the intent of Rabbi Yehuda's statement in the Mishnah, that there's no kinyan to a guy of Kamravai kol ikar at all. In other words, not only in Eretz Yisrael is there no kinyan lenachri, but there's also no kinyan lenachri in Surya. Why is that? Because Surya, we know, doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That's only Dindra Rabbanan. So you might think, well, if it's a Chumah Dindra Rabbanan, that's not totally in the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, maybe the guy does have Kinyan, does have an obligation to do Kirim Ravoi in Surya. So he comes to tell me, that's what Rabbi Elazar is telling me. Keni Masnisa. Not at all, not even in Surya, where there might be a Sfarah to say that he does have Kenyan. Now I ask you, does that make any sense at all? You're going to tell me that the Rabbanon will be Machmer and Chutz La'aretz more than Eretz Yisrael itself? So Mudna, I was looking at this Gemara, I was thinking, what is going on over here? And then, Hashem Heir Einai, and I saw the Grah. The Grah changes the Gersa completely in the Gemara.
He takes out the word.
Ein Lenachri. If you look at the Bir HaGra on the bottom, or you could look at the side on the Hagoyis HaGra, either way. Keni Masisa Ein Lenachri Karam Ravai Bisurya. That Pirish. Loi V'chol HaMakaymas. So the Gra says, what he's trying to tell me is Rabbi Yehuda was not Mafkia the din of Kamravai from Goy everywhere, not Michol HaMakimus. Only in Surya did Rabbi Yehuda say his din. Eladavkavis Surya, the Shomyesh Lenachri Kinyam Havkiyami Meiser, for who are dim Lenyanat Ravai, meaning it's only in Surya that there's this din of Yesh Kinyam Lenachri. But in Eretz Yisrael, we're not going to say that. Normally, in other words, normally the din is, even if you hold Yesh Kinyam, but still, min rabbanon, you have to be mafresh anyway, right? We say that all the time. Even the shita that holds that he has a koyach to be mafkia, but min rabbanon, they imposed that he still has to do it. But that din rabbanon, we always say, does not apply in the Surya areas. That chumrah is only in Eretz Yisrael. So that, according to the Gra, at least it makes a little bit of sense what he's coming to explain over here. The English is a very, very difficult.
So the machlokas still exists in Syria, Yesh Kinyan and Kinyan in Syria?
No. Nobody holds. No, Kuleyama. Kuleyama holds Ein Kinyan. It's a draw button always. It's right. Yeah, okay. Rabbi Yamar Kumi Rab Zair Bashem Rab Lazar. Ashad Yehuda Kabe Shammai. I'll die to the Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda is going to come out according to the Shita Be Shammai the way Rabbi explained it. Let's see. Kamad Be Shammai. Just when now we're on Nunam Beis. Just like Be Shammai says. Lelom Dunat Rabbi Lomi Maiser Shani. Now, where did they learn my. Remember, we said Net Rabbi is learned from Maiser Shani, Kaidish Kaidish, right? This is just a repeat of what Rebbe said on the previous page. Just like there's no Meiser Sheni on Shvius because it doesn't exist, because everything's Hefker. So the same way, there's no Netar Avoy on Shvius. Cain. So now he's explaining what does it have to do with Rebbe Yehuda. So Rebbe Yehuda says the same thing. Lo'ilom du Netar Avoy lo'mi Meiser Sheni. So just like that, if you're going to learn one from the other, so just like there's no Meiser Sheni in Surya, so too there should be no Meiser Sheni Netravai as well in Surya. That's exactly what the Gra said. If you read the Gra's line, he was Makatzer. In the previous page, he saw the Gra wrote, the Shom Yesh Lanachi Kinyan Lahavkiyami Meiser, for who are Dinli Netravai. In other words, it's Yesh Kinyan Lanachi Lahavkiya. For both Meiser Sheni and for Netar Avoy. It basically is the idea over here. So, in the English, he says a little bit more, but just to repeat it again, the Rabbi is teaching us here that Rabbi Huda understands the Gzeir Shava between Avoy and Meiser Sheni the same way that Rabbi Shammai does according to Rabbi. That is, it affects every aspect of Avoy. This is the idea of Gzeir Shava Lamechza. You don't do Gzeir Shav part way, you go all the way. And just like, there's no Chilak Lagami, the din of eating it with Maninus, that you have to eat in Yerushalayim, all these dinim all go according to that. It's an absolute application of the Gzeir Shav as a sorcerer's opinion that the laws of Meiser Sheni do not apply at a certain time, the laws of Ravai do not apply then either. Similarly, Rabbi Yehuda holds, since the laws of Meiser Sheni do not apply in a certain place, so too the laws of Netar Avoy will also not apply in a certain place. That's basically what we said. Now he's going to raise an objection. Amalei, so Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Bibi, what do you mean, Chami Ma'amar? Let's take a look at what Bishamai said. Lo yamar ela ein le chaymesh or ein le bir. He only excluded chaymesh and bir. Hashar kol advarim yeshlo, but everything else he agrees that he has. So you see, in other words, what he's saying, you say yesh Zeira Shavu Lamechza. Again, we only said that there's no. Rebbe was saying Rebbe Shammai's Shita was only in the year of Shvius, right? And what? There would be no Chaimesh and no Beer on Shvius. But that there should be Etzim Kedushas Meiser Sheni, there is. And that there is. That you have to take it to Yerushalayim. Not Meiser Sheni, not Ravai. That you're going to have to take it to Yerushalayim. So if you're going with this ruling, why should there be any Kedusha at all? Just like there's no Meiser Sheni at all, there should be no Kedushas Meiser Netar Avoy either at all. Now the Gemara already answered this question. But and like we just said before, that we learned that from Bikurim. So we got out of that question. But the Gemara is ignoring that mahalak for some reason. If you know Mer, Aim Lanakri Kemravai Basurya. That there's no exemption, it's completely exempt in Surya, meaning there's no Kedusha at all. That's the end of his question, right? So it's not exactly the same. All he's doing is he's pointing out there's a difference between the limud of Beis Shammai in his limud of Netar Avoy from Meiser Sheni versus the limud of Netar Avoy B'negeya Surya. Okay, so there is this distinction. The Gemara says, there's a difficulty here. Shmuel bar Abba Boi, he has the following problem. You learned on that right from Meiser Sheni. Kumara Tamer ain't Meiser Sheni b'shvius. The Kavosai ain't Netar Avoy b'shvius. So, the same way there's no Maisa Sheni, so too there's no Natar Avoya on Shvias either. The Kavas say, but if that's valid, it should also be argued what? Shlishas Vashishas Hova Eme Maisa Sheni Lehe Ben Natar Avoya. So say in the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, there's no Maisa Sheni, there's only Maisa Rani, right? So say the same thing. Say, well, there's no Maisa Sheni this year, so let there be no Netar Avoy. So that doesn't make sense. We know that Reish Shammai doesn't say such a thing. My answer is, I'm Rabbi Yosi, Shlishis Vashishas Hova B'Shem B'Hem Maisa Sheni, Yesh B'Hem Maisas. That's not a good question. The third and the sixth year, there are Maisras at least, even though there's no Maisras Sheni, but at least there are Maisras. But on Shvias, Ein Lein Maisras Kaleika, there's no Maisra at all. So that explains why you could still have Natar Avoy in the third and the sixth year. And the footnote, he adds a little knetch, that the pshat is that we look at Natar Avoy as if it is a Sug Shel Maisr. Very interesting idea. That it's not... It's not like, you know, normally you would look at it, oh, this is totally, has nothing to do with Maestras. But the idea here is, from this Chakravataya, you're seeing that it is a type of Maestr. So there's Maestr Rishon, there's Maestr Sheni, there's Maestr Ani, and there's Natar Avoy. It's a type in the list of Maestras. Very interesting idea. Okay.
He says that the Maestr Ani is instead of the Maestr Sheni.
Or that's another way to look at it. Good.
All right.
That's another way to look at it. Correct. Let's see. Next part. Now, Chayfa, an interesting name. Sha'al, he asked the following question. Harab Yudam alay lamdu net ravay lami maizah sheni. Again, he learned ravay from maizah sheni. Kavaratemai maizah sheni besuria, just like there's no maizah sheni in Surya, the kavasei net ravay besuria, there's no ravay in Surya. Now the kavasei, now here's the question. So there's a din, what he's going to do now, this person called Chayfa is going to ask the following question. We know, we mentioned this many times before, right? Every carbon toida has 40 halos, 30 which are matzah, 10 of which are chametz. You have to give 1/10, that is to say, one challah from each group of 10, right? There's three types of matzah there, right? The deep fried and the pan fried and baked and then you have a type of actual hummus. So you have to give one challah of each group to the kohen. It's like a trumas meiser of a sort on the 40 challahs. Okay. Now, so let's go to the midbar. Let's go to the Midbar. In the Midbar, they were in the Midbar of Bar Yimshana before they came to Eretz Yisrael. When was there a din of Truma? After the Sheva Shechokel Sheva Shechokel. Only after the 14 years is there a din of Truma. So, if Truma first comes into being in Eretz Yisrael after they're there for 14 years, how in the Midbar there's no din Truma? If there's no din truma, then how could you have a din of truma from the arboim chalos? If you couldn't have a din of truma from the arboim chalos, you couldn't be mekayim the mitzvah of the chalos properly, and therefore that would make you unable to bring a carbon toda at all. Because if you can't do it right, you can't do it at all. Okay? So that's the base of his questions. Here we go. Let's read it inside. The Kavos say, La lamdu trumas toida elam trumas meiser. We learned out that the idea of truma from toida from the din of trumas meiser, just like over there, it's because again, the reason why we're comparing it to trumas meiser is because it's 10%, right? We're giving 4 chalas out of the 40 chalas to the kohen, so it's 10%. Where do you see a din of 10% by truma? That's by trumas meiser. Kamara tamar in trumas meiser by midbar. There's no trumas meiser in the midbar because they haven't gotten Teretz Yisrael yet. The Kavasei Lotei Trumas Toida Midbar. So the same way, you shouldn't have Trumas Toida in the Midbar either. In other words, he's pointing out the fallacy in this logic of saying that once you learn something from one place, that you go all the way and you say, if it's not Shayach, then it's not Shayach. No, you learn an idea, and then the Gemara in Bavli always says, Doin Mino, Umino. or don minov ukiv yasra. Those are that's the lashonis over there in the Bavli. I don't know why the Gemara does, none of the Farshim are quoting that lashon, but to me it sounds this is mamish exactly what we're talking about. How far do you carry a limud? Do you just learn an idea and then you leave it in its place and you learn all the halakhas in that place, or do you learn everything from that place? So that seems to be the discussion here. Evidently, let's read the English. Evidently, we do not use the Gzeir Shavah between Trumas Meiser and Trumas Toida to teach there was no Trumas Toida in a certain place. In other words, you're not going to use the Gzeir Shavah from Makom. So the same token, don't use the Gzeir Shavah between Meiser Sheni and Netar Avoy to exclude Surya, right? And Rabbi Yossi says, Lagam Dumimeno Elalishi Orin. They only drive Trumas Meiser, in other words, in terms of the Midbar. So that the Torah bread, that's only Ligabe the 10%. It wasn't to teach us there's no Trumas Toida in the wilderness. So, says 20, all the Ravoi is mentioned in the scripture, even its most basic laws are not taught explicitly. So left of the Gzer Shova between the Ravoi and the Meiser Sheni. Because the Gzer Shavah is the source for so much that is essential to Avoy, so he reasoned that it could also be used to define the location. By contrast, when it comes to the Torah offering, those loaves are extensively discussed in the scripture. We know all the halakhas on their own. We don't need to go to Trumas Meiser to learn how to, you know, what to do. It is thus evident the Gzer Shavah between the Trumas Toida and the Trumas Meiser is only for one small prat. And that's the percentage, not for anything else. So therefore, the place, we're not going to learn. Sometimes you got to go all the way, sometimes you don't, and that's it. Ad kan, daf nun, and everyone should have a rest of the day. It should be an easy fast for them.